What's up, Rotto? It's Wild Thing for the Desperados, and you're tuned into the Bullshit Report, brought to you by Liquor Lollipops, liquorlollipops.com. 21 and up to suck. Stop eating kids' candy. Let's get to it. Hey, what's good, guys? You know, with all these sports mixing things up as of recently, you now have YouTube influencers, boxing real boxers, you have MMA fighters, boxing real boxers, you have rap artists and R&B singers playing in basketball leagues that they've created. You know, I guess more than anything, these are just spectacles, right? Sports spectacles. Only meant for your viewing pleasure, which is great. But how about we take it a step further? What about podcaster boxing? What do you think about that? Like, Joe Budden versus Charlemagne the God, right? Or how about podcaster wrestling, where you can have Joe Budden versus Rory and Mal on some tag team shit, except Joe Budden, he doesn't have anybody to tag, it's just him versus two, right? Or DJ Academics versus Meek Mill. You know what I'm saying? In a steel cage barbed wire match. I mean, we can just go on and on and on and on. Because as podcasting is growing and maturing, what you're finding is a lot of the people who are into podcasting, their messages have become way more aggressive, right? And controversial. And to a certain degree is needed, because it's like 3,000 podcasts created every day. So with all of these podcasts going on and on and on and on, you have to find a way to stick out. And the easiest way to stick out is to go, you know, to the extreme. Right? Howard Stern is a great example of what's going on with the podcasters during this time. You know, they call him a shock jock. Like, you listen to him because you know he might say something just way left field. And most of the time it's going to be funny as hell, although it might piss off a certain area of people. So with all these other spectacles going on, it would be great to see the podcasters get in the boxing ring. Hell, I would love to see some WWF podcasting action going on. You know what I'm saying? That would be so dope. Podcasters. The only issue with podcasters is most of them are not good athletes, right? These dudes ain't training. Man, these dudes sit down, they talk, and they're witty or controversial, but these dudes ain't jogging. They're not lifting no weights. I mean, unless you consider lifting a cup of Henny as a weight, but that's not weight. These dudes be smoking. These dudes be popping all kind of different pills. You know, before they get on their show, they do all kind of different vices to get themselves, you know, ramped up to do their show. So if you saw a podcaster wrestling match, it probably wouldn't last that long, right? Or better yet, a boxing match, it really wouldn't last that long. You might get out of one round. You know, people look at boxers and they like, oh man, that stuff look easy. No, dog, if you put some boxing gloves on, man, them gloves is heavy. And then that's not even before like people start hitting you, just the gloves themselves, you know, and they have lighter weight gloves. But I mean, to box or spar for one round, dog, That's like forever. It feels like an eternity in the ring. You know, when you're watching it on TV, you see, you know, 3 minutes countdown or 2 minutes countdown. And you're like, oh, that ain't long at all. No. Shit is like forever. And by that third round, man, you really be like, if you're not like world-class trained, you really feel that shit. So, if I was to do a podcaster boxing league, it would be 2 rounds, right? But I wouldn't allow any TKOs because I know they're going to fall down. You know, they're not in the best shape. These dudes might, as soon as the bell rings, they might fall down. Just slip on something and fall down, right? So I would do 2 rounds and it would only be knockout. That's it, right? Like, you have judges who would judge and collect points. And after 2 rounds, if no one has been knocked out, then whoever has the most points wins. But the difference is, it shouldn't be a spectacle. This shouldn't just be, you know, something where people just get in the ring and goof off. No, this needs to be real, right? And how do you make things real? You pay them. You put a prize. Make a prize. $1 million. How many podcasters you think will get in the ring, winner take all, $1 million? 90% of them cats. Hell, if I made an announcement now and created a podcaster boxing league with $1 million prize for each fight, I guarantee you 80% of the podcasters right now will start beefing with other podcasters, will start picking fights, picking on people just to create a situation, to create a fight. I'm telling you, you know, a lot of people talk about Charleston White. You know, Charleston White is very controversial, but I'm pretty sure Charleston White ain't about to get no boxing ring. You know, he's already told you, man, I'm a little dude. I got one eye. So he ain't trying to, you know, box on nobody. Although there are a lot of people who would probably like to box him. But now, how about DJ Vlad? Ooh, you get DJ Vlad in the ring with Joe Budden, who do you think wins that match? Huh. You may be surprised. You might be like, man, Joe Budden smoked that fool. I don't know. Because I don't think Vlad be doing all them drinks and drugs and all that. I think Vlad probably do a, you know, kind of a clean living. You know, and after Vlad got jumped on by Rick Ross many, many moons ago, I'm pretty sure he moves differently, as if to say that Vlad probably works out, right? He ready for the bullshit, because he wasn't ready the first time when Rick Ross and his goons stomped him out over some shit he did or said. But this time, nah, man, Vlad ain't having that shit. You ain't just about to walk in there and hoe Vlad, right? I ain't talking about with no bodyguards, because all these cats, the biggest dudes, they have bodyguards. But Vlad wouldn't even say, I need my bodyguard. I'm going to put my hands on Joe Budden. You know, with Vlad and Joe Budden, that would need to be a wrestling match too. Not a wrestling match. A wrestling. Old school wrestling. You know, where you can slide a chair into the ring or get the 2x4 or get the bell and, you know, just ding them over the head. You know what I'm saying? Just no rules. You know what I'm saying? But I think Vlad, man, Vlad will put some hands on that boy Joe Budden. He probably choke him out, you know what I'm saying? And Joe smokes cigarettes, so, you know, his win ain't the best. So that might be the first, you know, Vlad first move, you know what I'm saying? Slide up under Joe Budden and put him in the sleeper and just choke him out. Like, you thinking it's going to be a long-ass match, and the match lasts, like, 45 seconds. So as soon as the bell ring, ding, Vlad slide up, bam, put his arm underneath his throat, just start choking him, just go to sleep. And slowly but surely, Joe Budden go to sleep, and he lay him down on the mat. And then probably to make a greater statement, Vlad probably, like, grab one of them chairs, you know, folding chairs from around the ring, get that folding chair, and bang, bang him a couple times. Even though he sleep, just bang, bang, bang. You know what I'm saying? Hit him about 3 times, and then that'll be it. No more problems now. You know? And after the podcaster boxing and or wrestling match, it shouldn't be no more problems. Because the losing party can't say shit. Dog, you got knocked the fuck out. What can you say besides shit? I got knocked the fuck out. You know? And just take your wounds. But now you gotta be careful. Because if you pick the wrong podcaster, let's say like DJ Academics. Let's say Academics versus Rory. You know, from the now Rory and Mal show. DJ Academics versus Rory in a wrestling match. Now, if DJ Academics beats the fuck out of Rory, then Rory might just have to go into hiding, bro. Because after you lose to certain podcasters, they gonna talk so much shit on your name. Like, so much shit. Probably like from now on, just so much shit. Whenever you mention, they just gonna go the fuck off and show the tape. Like, look at this motherfucker. Look at what I did to this dude, man. He ain't shit. But the same can be said in reverse. DJ Academics has been talking real crazy about Rory. I mean, Rory and Mal, but in particular, Rory, for a minute. So you never know. You know, Rory looked like he done lost some weight. Now, I know he still be on them drinks doing the Henny Palooza and all that. But I think Rory is probably closer to being in battle shape than DJ Academics. Right? I can see Rory toning up, getting some more muscle definition. But then I can see DJ Academics walking in there. You know what I'm saying? Just nice little Winnie the Pooh belly, little tight shirt on. He ain't worked out. He ain't did shit. You know what I'm saying? He think like, man, fuck him. I'm just going to put my hands on him and fuck him up. And that could be the furthest from the truth. Fucking for a battle against DJ Academics. Man, I can see Rory like coming into the ring doing backflips and cartwheels and jumping off the turnbuckle and, you know what I'm saying, DDT and Academics. Like, he's probably been waiting for the opportunity where he can fight DJ Academics without getting his ass whooped. I mean, without going to jail, you know. I'm pretty sure at this time, Rory would eat an ass whooping. Like, you know what? Yeah, you beat me, fool. Like, he wouldn't even think twice about what if I lose. Because it don't even matter. Just that rage. So, you'd be surprised. I can see Vlad over Joe Budden. And I can see Rory over DJ Academics. And you know, although there's no rules, you still have to keep a referee. And a referee has to a certain degree keep order. And if nothing else, he got to be able to do the count like 1, 2, 3, ding, 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 ding. You know, he got to be able to do that thing, right? And the referee, you guys already know who the referee going to be. Joe Rogan. Man, Joe Rogan swole, dog. Don't get Joe Rogan fucked up, man. Joe Rogan will fuck you up, dog. Like, that dude, he trains MMA. You know what I'm saying? You see him on camera like, oh, he's a pretty cool dude, man. I can just imagine talking to him. You know, and he's done comedy in the past. Like, oh, man, he kind of witty, got jokes. Man, that's the only podcast I wouldn't allow in any league. No boxing, no wrestling. Because Joe Rogan will fuck you up, dog. It's not even fair. He would seriously hurt anybody. He would hurt Vlad, Joe Budden, DJ Academic, anybody. And he ain't got no beef with nobody because he's the top dog. But I'm just saying, all these other podcasters will get fucked off by Joe Rogan. So because of that, Joe Rogan will be the official referee. Official referee. And the commentator. Now, your commentator is going to be a podcaster. But the commentator needs to be a podcaster who talks a lot of shit, but don't nobody want to fight for one reason or the other. So I will give that honor to Star. You know, from Star Report, formerly from Everyday Struggle, Star. Yeah. Why? Man, ain't nobody trying to beat on Star, dog. Star, old ass man, dog. People feel bad if Star get in that ring, get his ass whooped, dog. They'd be like, come on, man, you can't be beating those senior citizens, dog. Right? So we're going to give him a pass. So Star would be the official announcer. Like, he would give a play-by-play, blow-by-blow announcement of what's going on in the fight. He will also crown the winner. And in between, he would talk a lot of shit about whoever getting their ass whooped. So Joe Rogan would be the referee. Star would be the commentator. And our ring girl, let's see, who would be a great ring girl? The ring girl, you know, the lady who carries the card. Now, this lady would need to be a podcaster as well, okay? She'll need to be pretty easy on the eye, you know, kind of good looking. And she would need to be recognizable. And she would need to be able to fit nicely in a two-piece bikini. And I say nicely, because there's some of them, man, you know, they put that two-piece on, that you see that stomach, that the big gut, you know what I'm talking about? So I think the ring girl should be Karen Silver. Karen Silver, man, that's a good-looking woman, dog. Like, she's intelligent and everything, and, you know, well-spoken and influential. But she's a good-looking woman, dog. So I personally would put her as the ring girl, you know, carrying around the card for whatever round it is, you know what I'm saying? So you have her as the ring girl. You have Star as the announcer. Joe Rogan as a referee. And everybody else can just go for it. Now, at the very, 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 very end, you got these individual matches, right? Okay. At the very end, the finale will be the $5 million prize. And in the $5 million prize, it'll be all of these podcasters in one ring in a steel cage match where the last man who can climb out, the last man surviving, who ain't knocked out in a wrestling match, who ain't knocked out, whoever make it out will win $5 million. So that means Rory, Mal, Joe Budden, DJ Academics, Vlad, you know, just all them boys, you know what I'm saying? Just, and then whoever I'm leaving out, that some of your favorite people too, you put them in the ring. Shit, I would even stretch a little bit. I would get Shaq. I would get Charles Barkley. I'll put them all of these cats in the ring in the finale for $5 million. And whoever makes it out is a champion. Now, by me adding Shaquille O'Neal, that adds another level, another element. Like, you know, dude is retired, right? But he's still an athlete, dog. He's still 7 feet tall. He's still over 300 pounds. He's still an athlete. I'm sure he works out. So Shaq might just start just putting boys asleep, like, immediately. Could you imagine if Shaquille O'Neal punched you in your face right now? 7 foot 2, 330 pounds. If he swung back and hit you in your face, what would happen? You know what would happen. It'd be night time. Everybody go to sleep. Right? Now, there's one more podcaster who I left off intentionally, because we ain't trying to, like, see anybody get critically injured in the ring. And that could happen. Right? Mike Tyson is a podcaster, right? Man, if Mike Tyson got in that ring, dog, with them boys, I don't give a fuck if it's wrestling or boxing. Say, man, boys getting concussions, You know what I'm saying? Like, you get knocked the fuck out and you wake up like 2 days later and you think you're still fighting, but you ain't fighting because you laid in the hospital bed, you know? And then, so Mike Tyson, I let Mike Tyson, he be the one that's the dude in the studio talking about it after it's over, you know, start doing a commentary, but after each fight is over or wrestling match is over, Mike Tyson, you know, in the studio, he breaks it down blow by blow and he explains what he would have did and what they did and, you know, the damage that the punch or the slam did. I think he would be great in that position. And, yeah. So, my vote is for the podcaster, wrestling, boxing, getting it in. Like, bare knuckle scrapping lead. That's what I want to see. That's what I would do. That's what I would put my money on. I think everybody would tune in. You can put that shit on Thriller, right? Thriller app. And then you can have your boy Snoop Dogg, like, doing the performance. He can perform in between each bout, you know, as entertainment. But that's what I want to see. I think that's what you want to see, too. Let me know. Leave a comment. Would you like to see podcaster boxing or podcaster wrestling? And who would you like to see in this league? Holla. Thank you for tuning in to another great episode of The Bullshit Report, sponsored by Liquor Lollipops, makers of great tasting, non-alcoholic, liquor-flavored treats. Holla.